This is a podcast download exclusively from Sonic 102.9.
The Gardner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Gardner Andrews Show to go.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Gardner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. Thank God the Oscars are over. Now we can get back to caring about more important things. Things like, oh, bookends and barometric pressure. Now, silence. Silence, I say. For KUC, we're trying to do a show. Here comes another steaming pit load of Gardner Andrews Show on the Sonic
Podcast. Is Gardner Andrews there?
This is.
Oh, hi. I was listening to one of your podcasts.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if Teddy Peterson is big or small.
Small.
He always says he's small.
Yeah.
Okay, he always says, hi, my mini friends.
Oh, no. I think he... you think he's saying mini friends, like tiny, right? He's saying many, but he has an accent. It's him saying, good morning, my many friends, meaning I have a lot of friends.
Okay.
Yeah, he's, Amber, how tall is Teddy? Under 4 feet.
Under 4 feet, okay.
Do you like short guys?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want me to bring him in for you?
I don't know.
Teddy, there's somebody on the phone that wants to talk to you.
I am not talking to her on the phone.
Why not?
Because she sounds very, very young.
Yeah, but you don't.
And I'm not going back to jail.
Well, you don't have to. You just have to.
See you later.
Fine. He doesn't want to come to the phone.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, you know what I got him? Actually, I was at a flea market last weekend, and I found a little Dora the Explorer bicycle, like one of those ones you'd give to a little girl.
Yeah.
And he's been riding that. It's kind of, I didn't know that he'd like it, but he's got the training wheels on it and he's whipping around the hallways on that right now.
I see.
You should come by sometime, take him out for a bike ride.
Okay.
Just so you know, though, he's a bit of a ladies' man, a bit of a heartbreaker, a bit of a playa.
The Gardner Andrews Show podcast.
Amber, I want to go to the replay room. The shower girl, the girl that doesn't shower. Bring that one up for a second here. I want you to listen to something, and then we can all judge and feel better about ourselves and our own personal hygiene. Go ahead, roll it.
And, oh, no, I don't shower every day. That's gross.
What?
Well, my hair would be so nasty if I did. It would be so dry.
Well, you don't have to wash your hair every time.
It's pretty long, and then it gets, like, tangly if I don't put conditioner in it when I'm in the shower. I have to wash it.
I shower 3 times a day.
How many times a day?
Two or three?
I'm like a once every 2 or 3 day kind of person.
Oh, gross.
No, cool. Yeah, you know what?
No, you got to get those wraps up. You have to, don't wash your hair every time. But wash.
Right. Well, what if I got one of those little shower caps, you know, those old lady shower cap ones?
Oh, now you're making me hot.
Yeah. Me too. I'm just thinking about myself in that shower cap. It's kind of like...
Yeah. Ooh, that is the wood kill equivalent right there. The shower cap is the wood kill equivalent of thinking about your mom running in swim fins.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute too.
Yeah. Hey, what's your first name?
Catherine.
Catherine, hit the showers.
Okay.
Anyway, that was from Friday's show, and I thought about it a lot over the weekend. Every two, what did she say? Two or three or four days. She only showers every 3 or 4 days, something like that. That to me is a deal breaker. If I met somebody and I found out they only showered every 3 or 4 days, I'd be like, I'm sorry, we have no future together.
Gas to go from Sonic 102.9.
That girl that called on Friday, how could she announce that on public radio? 3 days without a shower. And it's a regular thing.
Well, I don't want to sound like we're tearing her down and beating her up, but I'm sure that there are more people out there than just Catherine who called the show on Friday that only shower every third or fourth day.
Ugh. Yeah.
But that, to me, that's a deal breaker for me right there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I wish I had a swim pool in my backyard, darn. You know that swimming pool fresh feeling you get?
Yeah.
Every time you go swimming, nothing I don't care how many showers a day you take, nothing gives you quite that feeling when you walk out of the pool.
Yeah, that's because you just bathed in heavy chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I could almost, I can understand when she said, but then her, because I think for people that do have hair, I can't speak for this because I have none, but I think a lot of people think that your hair looks best on day two once it has some natural oil in it and that. I understand maybe not washing it every day, but maybe every other day. You don't want to go 3 or 4 days because then you're starting to get stinky and nobody wants to hang around with you.
Well, gosh, Garner, you know, I mean, that's why they have a thing called leave-in conditioner. Spray some of that in your hair and you're good to go. Or Dax or something like that to oil your hair up if you got to have oily hair. But
yeah.
Gosh.
I think we got onto this topic on Friday because we got talking about those people that don't change their underwear every day. And that's kind of, I don't know if I want to spend the whole day talking about that. But I think you would be horrified by the number of people I spoke to behind the scenes that said, oh, no, I only change them up every 3 or 4 days.
Oh, wow. And, you know, how many of them people had a bean burrito for dinner last night?
Okay.
Gas to go. Sonic.
Good morning, Carter. How's she going, man?
She's going well. How about you?
Oh, not too bad for a Monday.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Gary.
Hey, Gary, did you watch the Oscars last night?
I roughly missed it.
Oh, okay. The thing about the Oscars that drives me nuts, it's overpaid people patting themselves on the back, giving each other awards, and telling each other what an important job they have. When really, in the grand scheme of things, actor, actress, not really all that important of a job. I mean, I love movies, don't get me wrong. I don't know what I would do if I couldn't watch movies, but I don't know if I need to sit down and watch a 3.5-hour celebration where everybody slaps himself on the back and talks about how courageous they were for taking on a certain role.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, it's really, but I'll tell you this much, I was happy to see that Avatar didn't clean up. And I don't have a problem with Avatar, the movie. I have a problem with special effects movies that clean up in, like, best actor category, best screenplay, because it's not a great story.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 102.9.
Okay, I got a question for you. Okay, Avatar.
Yeah.
Is it not the exact same story plot as Dances with Wolves?
It's the same story as a lot of movies. And don't get me wrong, Avatar is a blockbuster special effects movie. There is, if that's your thing, there is nothing wrong with that movie. But you can't go into that movie expecting a fresh story that's never been told before. You go to that movie to have your mind blown by CGI and special effects.
Exactly. I'm just so sick of everybody saying, oh, how he made this such phenomenal movie. Give him like, oh, you made such a great movie. He did good special effects.
Yeah.
The plot and the movie itself, like you said, has been done a million times.
It's the Garner Andrews Show to Go. Want to hear more stuff like this? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast. Available for free at sonic1029.com.
I want the guy on line 4 there, Amber. Now, at the end of Friday's show, I said, go Hurt Locker. And you're wondering why I would say such a thing then, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. So, like, explain to me why did you were rooting for this movie and why it won. I didn't really get it. Because I saw the movie,
uh-huh.
And I wasn't really a big fan. So I thought maybe it just went over my head. Maybe I missed it.
The thing about the Hurt Locker is that war movies have been, there have been 1,000 war movies.
Uh-huh.
And they've all kind of been the same, but every now and again, one comes along that really kind of, like Saving Private Ryan from 10 or 12 years ago, whenever that came out, that was an awesome movie. There was a good story.
Yeah.
Most movies about war are like high fives and macho man stories. And there's a bit of that to the Hurt Locker, but the machismo isn't the star of the show. I think what happened is Kathryn Bigelow, the director of that movie, she ratcheted up the tension.
That's true.
To the point that you thought I couldn't look. And it wasn't like it was an overly violent movie or anything. It was just so tense. I've never experienced anything like that. She did a great job of telling a story with all these unknown actors as well. There was no real superstar power in that movie, was there?
that's true. Yeah.
So she told a great story, and she told that story with a bunch of unknowns. It really had sort of an underdog feel to it.
Podcast Sonic.
You said you fell asleep during the Oscars last night.
Yeah.
So did you happen to miss then the incredibly awkward moment of the poor documentary film director who was...
He got hijacked. I did see that, and I couldn't quite tell what was going on there. The guy won Best Documentary. He's up there speaking, and then a woman came out of the crowd and started talking. What was she saying?
I have no idea. I think we were all, including him, just so freaking stunned that there was this incredibly obnoxious woman who basically pulled a Kanye on him.
Yeah, but was she saluting his documentary, though, or was she talking about something entirely different?
I don't even have any idea. We think she may have been the producer of the movie.
Okay, I couldn't quite understand, but the guy who made the film was absolutely gracious, though. Like, he stood there and he pasted on that plastic smile, like, I'll just stand here and smile while she hijacks my speech.
Well, that's just it, because, like, I'm sorry, that guy is having, like, the moment of a lifetime. He might as well have just, you know, interrupted his marriage vows. Like,
yeah.
That was a huge moment for him.
Podcast Sonic.
Hi, I'm just wondering if you got information on what happened with that speech last night.
Well, you're talking about the guy went up there to receive his Oscar for Best Documentary, and then he got hijacked. Some woman jumped out of the audience and started. Yeah. What was that all about?
Okay, so I phoned up our friends at the Internet Tower.
Okay.
And she was the producer. He's the director. They had a falling out during production, and she pulled her name from the movie. But for Oscar purposes, was still listed as the producer.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, when the movie won, they, like, raced each other to the stage, and he got there first. And she accused his 87-year-old mother of blocking her way with her cane.
No. Really?
That's what I read. So, yeah.
And this is why... And look, I'm sure that 100% of the people in the film industry aren't evil, self-absorbed narcissists.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it's more like just 95% of the people in that business.
Yeah.
But that performance last night, this is why we should not care so much about what goes on at the Academy Awards and the Oscars, because it's a building full of these kinds of people.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That all they want is they just want the spotlight to shine on them, whether it's for good behavior or bad behavior.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
You should start watching yourself some documentaries. There's some good stuff out there, but documentaries will never be mainstream.
No, I agree. My wife wants to see Food, but I'm not sure I want her to see it. So.
Yeah. You should. You know what? You should see that stuff. There's some good stuff. And documentaries, it used to be, everybody thought documentaries were like, the Mississippi mud hen makes its home in the wetlands of Mississippi and Alabama. You know, that real soft, no music. Documentaries aren't like that anymore. There are some really good ones out there.
There are. I think what you have to be careful of, though, is that you look at both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Some people are so into that one side that you don't even see the other side of the story.
Yeah, you've got to watch those knowing that whoever made this thing, no matter what they say, there was a bit of an agenda. So you need to take it with a grain of salt.
Yes, a grain of salt. Well, thanks, Garner.
No problem. No problem at all. You know what a good starter documentary is? Now, if you're looking to embark on a career as a fan of documentaries, so you can speak really loudly about them in crowded social situations, and everyone goes, wow, that's a documentary guy. You should watch yourself a little film called The King of Kong. It's an awesome tale of good versus evil that revolves around the world's two greatest Donkey Kong players. Seriously. It sounds kind of ridiculous, but man, that is a great story. If you've seen the movie, you'll know what I mean when I say, there's a Donkey Kong kill screen coming up. Everybody, there's a Donkey Kong kill screen coming up, if anyone cares. You should see that, The King of Kong.
This is the Garner Andrews Show to go. Like, get the hell out of here.